Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports in Baseway. Radio has never been better. Of course, we must not forget the show. But anyway, in case this is your first time, I go by the name of Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin, man. Calvin, how you doing?
I'm great, and you, man?
Ah, great, man. Great, man. So what we're going to talk about today is something that we don't usually talk about. We usually talk about the soccer players. We usually talk about the rugby players, the different kinds of players, but we don't talk about the guys in the background of these things. So what we're going to talk about today is the Buffers. But you are wondering, what is the Buffers? So we're going to speak about a guy named Michael Buffer and Bruce Buffer. Now, in case you don't know them, Bruce and Michael Buffer are ring announcers. That's what they are. So that's what we're going to speak about. So we're going to give more content about them as to what they've been through, what they had to go through, what are their personal lives, and things like that. We're going to talk about a lot of things about them. So the show is going to be based on them. So by the end of the show, you will know, I would say, almost everything about them. Because, yeah. Look, they're very, very interesting people. I mean, we know Michael Buffer for his number one line, "Let's get ready to rumble."
Is Michael Buffer the older one?
Yes, the Michael Buffer's the older one, and Bruce Buffer's the younger one. But Michael Buffer, we know him for the number one line, "Let's get ready to rumble." I don't know if you know that line.
Famous. Who doesn't know that line? Okay, I'm guessing people who don't watch
Boxing.
Your UFC. You know?
Yeah, and Bruce Buffer, he's actually the ring announcer for the UFC, and his favorite line is "It's time."
Yes.
That
for those. I think that's cool. I like that more than "Ready to Rumble."
They're
like
very
a
good
distortion to it. It's time.
And I don't know if you noticed in the UFC where when he says it's time, then the lights just go into the ring.
I ask you, between UFC and boxing, which setup, like which, because you know there's setups everywhere, that like which style is cool for you?
In
terms of the setup, everything, the way everything is structured.
Well, look, I'll have to speak about that after this because I must say they're both good. In my opinion, they're both good.
But I don't see them playing a lot with. Okay, I do like heavyweight fights, like AJ
and
he comes on with like fancy lighting, you know.
Yes.
And that boxing is that, especially when it's a big match for like heavyweights, it's quite a big arena, and
they get to walk
a far distance basically to get there.
Yes.
As for UFC, it's not that long of a distance.
Unless there is like a big stadium, but we are going to discuss more about that. The first thing we're going to discuss is the entrances, then we're going to discuss like the rings, we're going to discuss like how many fans are there. Get what I'm saying? We'll see after this. Radio has never been better.
Hey, 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 hey. Wake up. It's the family's here. Can you hear them? Listen, listen. Can you hear them? Snap.
FM radio has never been better.
Welcome Welcome to the Sporting Base.
Where radio has never been better.
Welcome back. Yeah. So, like I said, we're going to chat more about the entrances because Calvin asked me, which one do you think is the best?
Yeah, no, for you personally.
For me personally. So, for in terms of entrances, right?
But don't forget, entrances. In boxing, it doesn't happen all the
time. It doesn't happen all the time.
I remember AJ's latest fight. Okay, not the latest.
Yes.
I think it was third fight against that guy, the Jamaican guy. He's now in the UFC.
Oh, yes, he's the black guy.
Yes, Dylan White.
Yeah, Dylan White, yes.
Dylan White. I don't know if you saw his entrance. For me, that was crazy. You had this big J, you know. It was my first time seeing
the AJ, yes.
It was a big in fire. It was in flames, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, already dead and you have like... It was like almost, have you seen, do you used to watch wrestling?
Yes.
That
yes.
type of intro, but it's quite long because he eventually got on the stand, he stood on it, and then it lifted him up.
Yes.
Yeah, it went forward, put him down, and then he walked again to the, it was quite, that was
now, the entrance
most
is the,
coolest
look,
entrance I've ever seen.
No, look, I would totally agree with you on that one with regards to the boxing because UFC, they don't have like very nice entrances. Because the entrances are very simple. You just come with a few guys and all. So, but when it's the
UFC,
main event?
For me, those ones are like tough. You know what I'm saying? More real.
What do you mean by that?
As for boxing, I don't know. The person gets more time to advertise themselves, type of thing. Because in UFC, you walk in, you can be walking while you're on your way to, which is like maybe max.
Yes. But look, I would say with regards to entrances, like UFC is very, very, they have very, very simple entrances because let me give you an example. There was this big stadium they were in Australia. I wouldn't say they performed in Australia, but anyway, there was this big stadium in Australia that Adesanya was fighting Robert Whittaker for the very first time. So Israel Adesanya made it like a marvelous entrance. Like what happens that there were four guys that were dancing to the intro.
Yeah.
Then this other crump song came. Then Adesanya came out first. Then he started crumping with the guys and he did a backflip.
Yeah.
Then he waits for some guys to come. He was walking and dancing at the same time on stage and everyone started cheering. And they said that was like a marvelous entrance. Yeah. And the other entrance I like is from Conor McGregor. There's the national anthem that plays from Ireland because that's where he's from. Then they play that song Notorious. Notorious. And they play that song from P. Diddy called More Money, More Problems. And it starts coming. Everyone starts cheering.
Speaking about McGregor.
Yes.
Well, I saw in the headlines of Sky Sports that... Dana White,
yes.
Which is like...
he's the president of the UFC.
He's the president of the UFC. Yes. I saw he was having a chat with Khabib. Basically, I don't know if he's trying to get him back. But hey, what do you think? Should we...
I
think he should come back because I don't think... Yeah.
Look...
Because already people are calling him a GOAT, which I'm like...
The greatest of all time.
It's too early, no.
There's
people who fought more fights than that guy, even though they have two losses, but they fought more and they won.
They have more experience than Khabib, so Khabib is not... For you, it's too early for him to be considered as a GOAT.
It's way too early, in fact.
Oh, okay, so it's because he has like 28 and 0? So do you think that's too early?
Yes, no, 28 fights. I mean, you have people
who have 40,
who's this? Romero. Romero has more wins than him, even though he has losses,
but he has more wins. By the time he retires, you can consider him as a GOAT.
Yeah.
Even though you have losses, I can consider you as a GOAT as well. You get what I'm saying? I mean, you see, GOAT actually means greatest of all time, by the way. So if you're considered as the greatest of all time, that means you impacted that particular industry. Now, what you're saying, Calvin, is that he made an impact.
He
was supposed to stay there for like a period of time.
Because I believe he hasn't gotten his match, basically.
Okay.
What is Khabib good at? We know him as a grappler. If he has you on the floor, you finish.
You finished, yes.
Just know that with Khabib. But there's people that I know of that it's not easy to get on the floor. They fight, they always up. But
look, yeah,
Yeah, he's quite a tough guy, don't get me wrong.
He is, but
he forces his way into getting you down, you know.
Oh yes, now but look, I'm just gonna say this, right? There is someone out there that is better than Khabib. We don't know who it is.
Yeah, that's but what I'm saying. 28 fights is not enough. I mean, there's too many
great fighters out there. The Usmans, the Adesanyas, you know, the.
I mean, he has to face those guys. Who I forgot the guy that Usman beat last for the title.
Oh, it was Tyron Woodley.
Tyron Woodley, guys. He's a good fighter.
Yes, he is.
He's
very good.
Check it out. I mean, I didn't expect him. I expected like a rough, but clearly...
It wasn't rough.
Now he has to fight, for me, for him to go through, he has to fight him first. You know?
No, because Tyron Woodley, he's a welterweight, by the way. Yeah. So he's like, I think, 2 times heavier than Khabib.
Yeah.
So if Khabib gets to that weight, I think it's going to be a challenge. I think Tyron Woodley is going to be a challenge to Khabib, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Because Tyron Woodley is very, very talented in he can do everything, can grip you, he can punch you, he can kick you, he aims, basically. And the other guy that Khabib, I think, should fight is Whittaker.
Yep.
Because Whittaker...
I definitely agree with you. Plus, Whittaker's gotten way better. Well, he still wants Adesanya. Well, I was watching his fights, like
yes.
I said.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm getting scared. You know what I'm saying? I won't lie to you. Whittaker is a freaking humble guy. That's number one.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
Worldwide,
totally
he's humble. You can see. He's a guy that even if he's beaten, he accepts the beating.
He accepts it like
but
a champion,
he says
yes.
Next year, he wants Israel, you know?
No, look, if he gets his opportunity...
We don't know what he's going to bring.
You see, we all don't know what he's going to bring, but I can tell you this now. It's not going to be a comfortable fight. It's not going to be a walk in the park for Adesanya. That I can tell you that now.
He is studying Adesanya from what I see. His main focus for me, even though he's having this other fight, he wants to get better to get back at Adesanya.
Because when he gets back at Adesanya, I would say to Adesanya, he needs to train hard for Whittaker. Because if he relaxes, it's going to be like the AJ versus Andy Ruiz. Remember what happened in the first fight?
It was a crazy fight. I haven't heard of Andy Ruiz. Is he still fighting?
Oh, look, I think he's like taking a break. He went back to Mexico after the loss.
He would have been rich because he had
all of those titles.
Yeah, titles
you get what I'm saying? So, look, I got to give credit to Andy Ruiz going into boxing now.
Yeah.
I got to give it to Andy Ruiz because he had the confidence to like fight Anthony Joshua, because most people don't fight like Anthony Joshua. They're very, very scared.
Yeah.
But the goats, they are not scared. But anyway, back to Bruce Buffer. Now, Bruce Buffer is actually the younger brother of Michael Buffer. I don't know if you know that. So his full name is Bruce Anthony Buffer. He's an American professional mixed martial arts ring announcer and official octagon announcer for UFC events. Introducing the broadcast of veteran voice of the octagon, Bruce's catchphrase is, "It's time." We all know him for that. That's his catchphrase.
Wait, do they say it's time in boxing?
No, they don't say that because they use Michael Buffer, not Bruce Buffer. You see,
Says, boxing basically is rumble.
It's rumble, yes. And he says, which he announced before the main event of the UFC, in the half brother of the boxing and professional wrestling ring announcer, Michael Buffer. He's the president and the CEO of their company, the Buffer Partnership. So the Buffer Partnership is it's their own company, Bruce Buffer and Michael Buffer, where they train ring announcers to become young ring announcers because they've been in the game for a very long time, especially Michael Buffer. And he was, did you know that there is this thing called the Royal Rumble in WWE? He was, I think in 2008, he was actually like the ring announcer there. And they invited him. Everyone was like cheering. I think it was in Las Vegas at that time. It was like the biggest Royal Rumble. I think the person who won the Royal Rumble, it was between Randy Orton or Batista. But he was there, like literally everyone was cheering there.
This is in the
WWE. Okay.
I don't know. Let's see. Who's this?
Bruce Buffer.
Michael.
Michael
Buffer's, early life.
So Michael Buffer is the older brother of Bruce Buffer. He's an American ring announcer and an MC four boxing professional wrestling matches. He's known as a trademark catchphrase, let's get ready to rumble.
Okay, then. Okay, yes. Michael. Okay, sorry. I'm not,
yeah.
I normally see them, cause, but I don't really pay attention. Yeah. So Michael is the first one.
He's the first one who got into the game.
But he's not. He's never done it in UFC.
He does it in boxing. He has never done it in the UFC industry. So Michael Buffer is actually the older. He's the older brother of Bruce Buffer.
Yeah.
So Michael Buffer is older. I think he's 2 years older. How old is Michael Buffer, bro? If you have it there.
Michael Buffer is 1944. So he's basically old, guys. He was born in 1944. He's 76 years old.
And Bruce Buffer is 63 years of age. So there is a different age gap there. But Bruce Buffer, he wanted to follow the step, but he wanted to do something different. He didn't want to do it in the boxing industry. So they hire Bruce Buffer, and Bruce Buffer is the best ring announcer. Yeah.
How did Bruce Buffer basically?
Yeah.
I don't know. How did he get into this?
It's basically because of Michael Buffer. So I'm going to chat. Let me chat more about Michael Buffer.
Yeah.
It says, in 1982, Buffer began the career of the ring announcer. By 1983, he was announcing all boxing matches promoters in Bob Arum's top rank in the ESPN.
1982?
He's been doing this since 1982.
Born by then, man.
he was doing this since 1982, so which gave him the national identity at the time when the ring announcers were strictly locally hired talented. By 1984, Buffer's developed a catchphrase, let's get ready to rumble. He's announcing, which gained a numerous population. He began a process of obtaining the Federation trademark and phrase in the 1980s, occurring in 1982. Consequently, Buffers have earned in the excess of $400 million worth of license for his trademark. So,
that's crazy.
So he's been earning more than $400 million back in 1982. Until today...
What?
He's a billionaire today.
And I don't even know him. You know, it's crazy.
That's just Michael Buffer. The oldest of Bruce Buffer. Now, let me chat more about
In wrestling. So
yes, he was in WWE. He was the ring announcer there.
Okay.
So he's been in the game for a very long time. And Bruce Buffer says the Buffer first veteran in the martial arts when he was 13 years old and living in Philadelphia, studying judo and achieving the rank of green belt. He moved to Malibu, California, with his family of the age of 15 and befriended two students in students of Chuck Norris. So he studied with Chuck Norris, by the way.
Yeah.
And who introduced him to Taekwondo, in which he held the second degree black belt. He began kickboxing in the 20s, but was forced to give the sport up in 32 after suffering the second concussion. So Bruce Buffer was doing karate and judo with Chuck Norris, but he had a first concussion. Then he came back again. Then he had a second concussion. Then he said that he had to quit. So that's where he followed his dream of becoming a ring announcer. But look where he is today.
It's crazy.
It's crazy where these guys come from. I mean, many people, we always see someone's success, but we don't know where they come from. If you see their background, you'd be like, oh, okay, like with Adesanya, right? Have you seen his background? He had so many fights. I mean, he had more losses in the amateur more than the professional.
But I guess that put him in a position where he is.
Today. I think he had more losses than he says, you know what, when I go to professional, I'm not going to lose anything.
Yeah, because
he's been in the game. You get what I'm saying? He's been doing kickboxing like when he was young. Yeah, like very, very young. You get what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, that will be it for today. But it was good chatting about the Buffer today. We get to know more about them.
I'm glad I.
It's glad to know where they came from to get to where they are today. But anyway, that will be all for today. But if you want to listen to some more shows, You can go to www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on WhatsApp, Twitter, Facebook, and on Instagram on ActiveFM 777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course, of course, of course. Of course, it's the number of heaven, guys. We got not just the Sporting Base, but we got some different shows. We got The Void. We got The Movie Show. We got all the
politics,
the
guys. For those who like politics, we have.
We even got a show on politics. Yeah. Crazy. But guys, we do multiple things, guys. But anyway, that will be it for today. We're going to see you next week, same time, same place. From myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.